Mornings are hard. Your sports radio show doesn't have to be.
I'm so happy you guys are still alive.
I am excited.
I am so happy.
Laugh and learn every morning aboard the mothership.
Ooh.
Gonna be a good day with DA.
Hey, duh.
I do love the duh.
Happy being alive day.
Mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey! Hour two of Bob's Bar, and there's the man of the hour. Badlands Booker has arrived, everybody. The man has a sense for time.
He burst through the gate like it was a wrestling theme ready to go.
And he went straight for the coffee, which he chugged an entire box of Joe on demand.
Oh, no.
Knockout Neil is at the bar with a Mraz fat head. And Mraz, in the fat head, looks to be in some type of ecstasy.
So he just ate.
Oh, no. My daughters are going to be appalled.
That can be the new grading system for Canadian bacon. Happy or sad face, y'all.
Amazing. So we are here at Bob's Bar in West Babylon, New York. The crowd is amazing. Hour number one flew by. The drinks are flowing. The donut holes are here for pleasure as well. We've got the Orange Crush in the back. That's a fresh orange squeezer with something that the people from York, PA are just spiking it with. It is delicious. Although I'm sure I don't have any alcohol in mine. But.
I mean, Super Bowl III is remembered for the guarantee. Will Bob's III be remembered for the orange crush?
I think for the orange squeezer.
The orange, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and, I mean, a host of other things, okay? We have not even figured out who is going to oil boil in 2 hours. We have some very heavy candidates. Let me tell you this right now. There is a gentleman from Alabama. He's wearing a Crimson Tide t-shirt and a Bear Bryant houndstooth hat. His name is Randy, okay?
Okay.
I said, Randy must be an Alabama fan from one of the surrounding states, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, something like that. Oh, no. He drove from Alabama. He drove from Alabama. I said, you made that drive? He goes, yeah, it's like 25 hours.
Oh.
I said, are you kidding me?
25 hours?
And he might not be the guy that came from the farthest away.
It's incredible.
He's doing what? He's out for some snacks. I go, you think?
The school buses are honking, by the way.
Here. 15 hours. Okay, 15 hours.
Oh, 15 hours.
No, that's nothing.
That's nothing. Yeah. Go sit down.
You should leave.
All right, so 30 hours, though. Wow, roll time.
I mean, now that's the commitment to excellence that only someone from Alabama and a Tide fan understands.
Yeah, I live 8 minutes away, and there was a point in bed today where I said, do I want to make that drive?
So this is just an amazing crowd, and the drinks are flowing. For everybody that's late arriving or arriving recently, that cooler is full of communal beers over there on ice. Enjoy. Arizona, nice enough to bring all these iced, hard iced teas. We got them in the back. We got
hard and soft drinks from Arizona.
That's right. Arizona's got you covered both ways. Plus, we got merch over here, swag that you can pick up as well. And Justin and Albany went to the next level with these bottle openers because these are awesome.
They are incredible. Look at that. They're like balloon-shaped, magnetic, stick on the fridge.
DA Show logo. It has the date on it. It's a bottle opener. It has a magnet on the back. I mean, Justin and Albany went all out for these just for the listeners. This is really nice of them.
And I should also announce that anybody who wanted to make the show last year and wants to pretend they were here last year, we still have about 25 left of the ones Justin made last year sitting there.
Yeah,
please take them on your way out.
Well, it'll be like, you know, somebody that went to a big game 7 of the NBA Finals, and they hear their buddies, and they're like, oh, I was at that game.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, you weren't.
Exactly.
No, I swear, I was at that game.
The remnants of last year's Bob's Bar all around us, including DA, when you left and went straight to the Ranger playoff game and signed the towel from last year's Bob's Bar, it hangs from the rafters today.
Look at that. I left here to go to game 2 of, was that the Eastern Conference Finals?
Eastern Conference Finals, last Ranger win of the year last year. But,
and they gave us towels, and so I signed it and said, this goes at the top of Bob's Bar. You know, raise it up like a W flag at Wrigley Field.
Right next to the Astros cheaters t-shirt. As you can see, we have not gotten over that.
And there's a few lewd signs.
There are some lewd signs.
I believe there's a Boston Sox, and I won't say what the third word there is, but it's a little bit more specific of what. The Boston.
And Bob's old softball jersey from Bob's Deli hangs from the rafters.
That's amazing as well. So we've got all the gear. This is really like going to the Boston Garden.
Oh, and I see the hockey stick that almost made Sean a Hall of Famer.
No. That hockey stick is signed by Zdeno Chara when he was a rookie with the New York Islanders.
Is that right?
Yes. I went to a WFA and local radio softball game versus the New York Islanders, and Zdeno Chara was a rookie, and he signed a hockey stick for
me. I thought Schwartz stole it from a skate.
Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned that. Schwartz could be climbing the rafters here.
That's mine. I'm taking it out of here.
If the roof comes down, you know what happened.
It's like Corey Feldman of the Goonies. I'm taking this. I'm taking it back. I'm taking them all back.
Exactly.
Okay, so today is a very special day, obviously. We've got Badlands coming up here in a few minutes to discuss what's kind of the latest on his front. But before we do anything, we have a lot of listeners that listen north of the border. And that's why before the show I always kind of say a little salute for everybody in North America, because we have a lot of affiliates here in the States, and then also affiliates in Canada. As you hear the Town of Babylon dump truck, garbage truck,
just like last year, a tradition like no other.
Up and down. He's also now backing up. I hope he doesn't run over Moist Pork's minivan.
Or run over Zach, period.
Yeah, can we make Zach park that? Or just at least ride it up the block?
In honor of our Canadian listeners, we'd like to make sure this is proper. Much like an NHL game or a baseball game involving the Toronto Blue Jays, we will also have the Canadian national anthem.
Yes, we salute.
We salute.
Oh, Canada, terre de nos aïeux, ton front est saint, des fleurs en glorie. Car ton bras se porte l'épée, il se porte la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
That is amazing.
Oh,
that,
man.
Not a dry eye in the house.
Place was rocking.
All I can think about is Guy Lafleur, right?
That's the closest we've come to a Maple Leaf Stanley Cup in a long time.
So we have tipped the scales on ridiculous.
So we've angered two countries in 70 minutes. But at least that way, and we're throwing France.
So now comes the report card. How is Gelb doing? Is he parking cars correctly, properly? We've got Gelb here. Why don't we pull in Zach Gelb? And Zach, you can kind of break down how this challenge has gone. You lost the picks competition. Did you lose it twice? I forget how we did this.
Yeah, well, Mraz didn't pick games all that well either, and then I didn't pick games even close to somewhat adequate. So
there was a double or nothing
I lost,
in the playoffs?
And then we ended up going with Pat Boyle in the playoffs. And Pat Boyle in the playoffs, I think, picked two games right, and I only picked one game right.
Right, so that's right. That's
the
right.
Experts here at CBS Sports Radio, DA, we're awesome. We really know what we're talking about.
So we have some footage of you parking cars down the end of the block and walking what feels like a real sorrowful march back up the street. It's like a
lonely.
What do they say after you hook up with somebody and you
it's the walk of shame.
Walk of shame, right. You did the walk
of shame. I've had a few of those.
A few walks of shame. What was the early strategy to park them far away to make sure that, you know, you had space near Bob's Bar?
Avoid parallel parking at all costs.
Okay.
So any open space.
I see.
Just took it right away and then made sure I had enough room so there was no parallel parking, because I haven't done that in a long time.
Okay. And you did say that somebody has tipped you $50.
Yes. And when they gave me the $50, they said, how does Pete Bellotti like that?
So Bridget's here. That's great. Thanks for coming, Bridget.
And the point is that last year we asked if Pete wanted to park cars, and he was pretty offended. He thought it was beneath him.
Well, here's the thing. Until I jumped on the PGP with you this year, I felt like the biggest outsider in the world because I didn't get the joke. I never thought parking cars is ever that bad, and then you explained it to me.
I see. Now, how have you felt about doing Gelb's Gambles? Because early on, I think there was some resistance. There was a rivalry built between our show and your show.
Yeah.
I would say by yesterday's Gelb's Gambles, where you kind of laid out everything and poked fun at everybody, a lot of positive feedback. I feel like you've won over a lot of the haters.
I think we have to thank one person in particular, and that's Captain Jack Stern. I think without Captain Jack Stern, it does not bring us together and unify the DA show and the Zach Gelb show, because we all rallied around the love, the tough love for Jack Stern.
So it's kind of like the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes, that's he brought us closer.
He brought us closer. Okay, so we have a shared rival here in Jack. You had Jack do a little bit for the Gelb's Gambles yesterday.
Yes.
Was he did it in good fun?
He had no clue what was going on. I said, I need you to record this. It's for a bit. And he's like, okay, absolutely, whatever you need.
Okay.
Sent the email to the wrong address. Got my name wrong.
No!
I kid not.
How did you get Zach Gelb wrong?
I gave him the email and it's Zachary. He spelled Zach and didn't even get it correctly. It did Z-A-C-K. He goes, it kicked back to me. I don't know what the heck happened. So another name blunder for the great Jack Stern.
Well, signature. That's his signature.
Yeah.
All right. So how long do you have to park cars before you're off the clock and you can drink?
I think that's up to you, honestly.
Okay.
This is your show.
We just have to make sure that the listeners are here and the cars are parked, and then you can have a good time.
Yeah, that garbage patrol that was out there, I was a little bit concerned that they wanted me to valet that big garbage truck.
Valet.
That wasn't happening.
I will tell you, Randy from Alabama drives 15 hours. You park his car and say, it's over there, and he goes, I don't know where my car is. You got to be more specific about where
you park the car. I'm sorry. He may need a vision check. It's right across the street. you can't miss it.
Okay, Randy in Alabama is drunk already, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he may need to sleep in this house tonight.
Okay. All right.
Well, Nancy and Bob may have some company in the bed tonight.
Zach, thanks for being a good sport, man.
You got
it's been great. Let's hear it for Zach Gelb, everybody.
Zach not even doing his own show today because
he
of this.
Off today's
he
show,
did.
Show?
Yeah.
So Zach does 6 to 10 Eastern time here on CBS Sports Radio, and his executive producer is Ryan Hickey. Hickey has become a bit of a renegade. He's kind of a bad boy of radio. I wonder, is he refused to come in? He's not coming in?
So last night I kind of put the full court press on him, and I think he thought this was beneath him a little bit because of the bad boy of radio image that he's trying to portray.
So he didn't want to host or didn't want to come to the show?
He didn't want to come to the show. And I said, to be fair, that he's a douche. I said, you need to show up. So you could go back and listen to that, but I crushed him for not showing up.
So he didn't want to show up today because he thinks that we're taking too many shots at him?
So I don't want to speak for him, but he was a little annoyed that there was no invite to him as well. But if you're the bad boy of radio, show up.
Yeah.
You don't need an invite. What
Dennis
is this, a polite
Rodman
service?
Doesn't need an invite.
And I'm going to just tell you this for the listeners that don't know. He wouldn't have needed a hotel because he lives in the city. His parents live 6 minutes from Bob's bar.
Wow.
I think some people have a good work ethic. I think we have to call into question the work ethic of Hot Take Hickey.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And I'll see you Monday at 6 p.m.
Wow. Is Hickey now the Antonio Brown of CBS Sports Radio?
Well, let's
volatile, combative, doesn't take coaching well.
I mean, it's distinctly possible if CBS Sports Radio takes away the Ryan Hickey show overnights, like the Arena League took away Antonio Brown's Albany team, then really we will have that up. So Hickey's mumbling himself and takes into the shower right now, I guess.
I mean, we could have set up a shower. He could have done a Hickey's hot take, hot water thing here.
Totally.
Actually, Sue down Sue down the block has an outdoor shower.
Sue down the block.
Yes, she does.
Sue down the block has an outdoor shower.
I'm not kidding. Sue and Tim, they got an outdoor shower.
Is there a
beach
nearby?
Don't get any ideas later, but they do.
Don't tell Boyle that.
Sue's the best. She might let him use it. Sue's the best.
Right now, Boyle is in the back, and he's really filling up his cup quite high with a lot of Tito's right now.
You've got a new brother. He's never leaving, Sean.
Oh, man.
He's never leaving.
What is that? Isn't there a Paul Rudd movie where he's a cousin or a brother and never leaves, or Owen Wilson's in that movie?
You tell us. You've been watching a lot of Paul Rudd lately.
Seriously.
Are you talking about you, me, and Dupree?
Yes.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's an oldie.
Yeah.
So that's...
Would right you watch that last night?
I didn't watch it. Is that a happy Sean face or a sad Sean face for that movie?
That's a happy one because I remember it fondly after not seeing it for 15 years. But last night I watched nothing because I had a bed to myself without a crying baby. And I just said, I am just closing my eyes and seeing when I wake up.
So that was to play check-in right to bed?
Oh, no question. Well, I set the topic sheet. Well, the show sheet, which had no sports topics in it.
Yes.
It just basically had, here's when we're doing the Canadian national anthem.
Exactly.
That was last night's topic.
I had to double check. Billy Jackalone called me frantically at 4:55. What, sound check? I'm like, I guess the A's waving it off.
No, we're waving off everything. We're only doing shtick today. One long 4-hour Bob's Bar centric show.
So why not? It's the summertime, baby.
Imagine me doing some type of OTA's Bills segment right now. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins did not leave New England here, so we don't know.
So we'll stick around. Ryder has you after this at 10 a.m. He'll have all of your sports takes. When we come back here on the show, Badlands Booker, the champ of chugs, weighs in. He has made his appearance. We'll have Badlands come and sit down with us. You can watch the show on Twitch, on YouTube at watchda.com. You can also listen on your phone. Use the CBS Sports app or the free Odyssey app. We are here until 10 a.m. Eastern time, and we are culminating in the Belch and Bassa. And we will get a breakdown of Belch and Bassa from Badlands next. And we love alliteration around here. This is Bob's 3, the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, this is Sean Connery, and this hideous collection of rogues and nitwits is just about the saddest group I've ever been around. I need to go mix myself a top-shelf martini to wash the stench of Entenmann's donut holes and spiked iced tea off of me. You asked for it, you got it. The Bob's Bar Show.
It's the Bob's Bar Show, third annual. We're calling it Bob's 3. Welcome back. You should be watching on YouTube. What a crew. What a group. What a listenership. What loyal D-Aliens. It's just really, truly amazing and really rewarding to see everybody here and for how far they've come from. And the man of the hour is sitting next to me. He is prepared to do something that has never been attempted before. It's called the Belch and Bassa. It's something that came out of the twisted minds of the DA Show. But in losing the March Madness Bracket Challenge, we felt as though the punishment should be that somebody has to get slapped in the face with a kielbasa. Mraz is holding a sealed Polska kielbasa in his hands right now, and it looks pretty thick and pretty sturdy. He'll get that slapped in his face. But that's only following getting belched in the face by our guest of honor. He is a eating champion. He is a longtime Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest competitor. He is a legend here on the DA Show. And I think he might be the most popular guest we've ever had here on the program. People have come from far and wide to see him. Let's hear it, everybody, for Badlands Booker!
Ah, thank you so much.
Badlands last year did something that I didn't think was humanly possible. Chug an entire box of scalding hot coffee. I've never seen it done before. I haven't seen it done since. Badlands, how is your esophagus after chugging scalding hot coffee?
Oh, no, it's good. It's good. You know, it's all good. You know, you just chug it down. You know, as long as it's on 120 degrees, I'm good.
Okay, as long as it's on 120 degrees. Good to hear. I see that you spotted the Diet Coke, and that will help you today, you
said. Oh, yes. You know, in order to do, like, the greatest burp of all time, you know, I use Diet Coke. You know, the video is up on YouTube. I didn't even finish, like, I got to, like, half the bottle, and it was, like, a 9-second Godzilla versus Megalon type burp, you know?
Uh-huh.
So today, I'm going to try to finish it and just try to beat that time of 9 seconds.
Okay, so you're going to chug an entire liter of Diet Coke.
Right.
And then point your mouth directly at Mraz's face and belch for as long as possible.
It's going to be like a superhero. It's going to be like, you know, one of the X-Men. If you ever see, like, Cyclops, when he does, like, the infinity thing, when he just opens his, like, you know, and just blasts with his eyes, it's going to be, like, just chugging, and then it's going to go, rrr, 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 and then just blast the doggone, you know, fury.
Fury.
The belch fury.
Fury. Now, do you need anything to eat beforehand? We have mini donuts. We have food. We can have you a Booker sandwich. We're going to do the signature Booker sandwich coming up here soon.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
8 a.m., the grill's getting fired up for everybody.
There we go. They got so the Blackstone in the house. Oh, man.
35 minutes from now, we're making the Booker, which is a sausage, egg, and cheese, salt, and pepper, ketchup.
That's right.
Okay, so if you want like 12 of those, you can have them before you belch in his face. And maybe little bits of sausage will come out.
Oh, man, you know, the debris, you know, it's going to be crazy, you know.
What is amazing is that we have a family that drove up here from South Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Wow.
Awesome.
How long is that drive?
14 hours.
14 hours.
14 hours. And they came specifically for Badlands, right?
Yeah.
they
yeah, his daughter. Yeah, his daughter. I'm here to see Badlands.
I'm here to see Badlands. Awesome. So they purchased a ticket to come see the show.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for driving so long. I know that drive, you know, I have family down in South Carolina, so that's a long drive. I thank you so much for coming to see me, you know. I'm here all day, you know, saying we could chat, whatever. Thank you so much.
Yeah, right on. That's the type
Badlands
of
Badlands the best. Badlands is. I do have to ask you, though, Badlands, you said you make that drive. It's 14 hours. What's the go-to rest stop meal for a Badlands booker?
The rest stop meal for me, you know.
Admiral's Feast?
I love to go to Red Lobster. That Admiral's Feast is off the hook. That's all I get, you know, when I go. I don't even need a menu, you know. Just Admiral's Feast, man. I wish I had a hat. I should bring a hat one day.
But when you stop at a rest stop, what do you get?
I mean, you know, I just, I don't know. If they have Popeyes, I go to Popeyes, you know what I'm saying? If they have, you know, Chick-fil-A, I go there. You know, if they have Arizona, I'll definitely get an Arizona.
Okay.
All right.
Right on. You know? Now, we were thinking about having your son DJ this.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, he's got a kind of aspiring musical career, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Big ups to my son, Baron Booker, a.k.a. OK Hip Hop.
OK Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's doing good?
Oh, yeah, he's doing great, you know. Okay. So he's just, you know, working nights, editing feature films and TV shows and just making beats. He's streaming on Twitch. You know, he's the man.
That's awesome.
Proud of him.
Now, I wouldn't want to put anybody down at Bob's Bar because this is a day of celebration. But
sure.
We had other competitive eaters join us on the show prior.
Yeah.
And they were a little high maintenance. They wouldn't eat a hot dog.
A little. Lie to our face.
They were manipulative or what have you. They were defiant. I can say your interactions with Badlands have been basically, what do you need? I'm here for you.
Yeah.
When do you need me to show up? What do you need? We've never reached a superstar that has been this flexible for us.
No, Badlands is first team Ring of Honor member to the DA show. I could text, clearly as my name stored, what do you need, Sean? Where do you need me? I'll be there. That's it. No questions asked. He's unbelievable.
So if you want to take pictures with Badlands today, if you want autographs from Badlands.
He's like Bob's Bar's Mickey Mouse. You know what I mean?
It's just... Now, the one thing is, he did give Bob his boot, the golden boot that he chugged out of.
That's a way next to the Ron Guidry autographs.
At some point, Bob needs to break out Badlands' honorary boot that was given, bestowed upon the bar.
It might need to be handled with white gloves like the Stanley
it's
Cup.
It's like the Stanley Cup, yeah. It comes in a case.
Yes.
You got to handle it delicately.
Woo!
All right, well, Badlands, you just let us know what you want to eat, what you want to drink, and we got you, and we want this as belchy and as from the innards as possible in his face.
Oh, yeah, it's coming from the underbelly. Don't worry, DA. It's coming from the underbelly. Yeah.
And you're okay handling this?
Oh, yeah. You know, man, Deaton Watson, because of Deaton Watson.
Okay, yeah, you're slapping him across the face. And then at that moment, we're also going to kick Mraz into the pool, and that's when Foxy will play on the bagpipes, Auld Lang Syne, which will kick off summer officially.
Nice.
Yeah, you can't start summer unless you get belched in the face, hit with a kielbasa, and you hear Auld Lang Syne on the bagpipes. It's a rule of thumb.
It's a tradition as old as any other.
The Canadian wildfire is lifted, and here we are to start summer.
This is the summer. Let's hear it for Badlands Booker, everybody!
Appreciate y'all. Awesome.
Thank you, Badlands.
And stay tuned. Next segment, we have something very fun planned with Badlands.
That's right. Badlands is part of Field Day coming up here in about 15 minutes from now. There is an event involving one of our guests here and Badlands, and it is going to be a little bit like an old David Letterman stupid animal trick.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Field Day event that we're going to do here.
It's a surprise that's come together the last 2 weeks that I think everybody here is really going to enjoy.
Very exciting. Everybody, it's very, very exciting. Okay. So thanks to Badlands. Thank you, brother. We love you. We love you so much. You know, Andrew Bogish is here, and he's got our headlines as our lone sports anchor of the day. But it almost feels like everything is starting to come to a head here, Bogues. We have Badlands prepping the burp from hell, a burp in Bassa, the belch in Bassa, as it's known, obviously. It's like a hit and run. And then you also have Katie Linadol coming. You have the oil boil. You have everything starting to line up right now. Exciting times.
This is remarkable. Bob's Bar 3 is better than Bob's 2, which is better than Bob's 1. I mean, it's just, there's extra people here this year. There's different faces. There's returning faces, connecting dots now between real-life people and their names and their Twitter handles. Yeah. And then Badlands just goes to a whole different level. Like Sean said, he's the Mickey Mouse of this operation.
Now, tell me about what you have been imbibing today.
Well, I broke the Orange Crush seal for the group. I also think mine was just orange juice, so that's helpful. I can't imagine what it would taste like if it had any kind of adult beverage mixed in.
Who knows?
What a great idea, though.
Yeah.
So, and I feel ashamed that I've gone 43 years never having it until now.
Oh, well, if you stop going to Dave Matthews concerts, maybe you could experience the world a little bit.
You'd think they'd serve it before Dave Matthews shows.
No, they're too busy playing hacky sack.
Still have never played hacky sack in my life. You need a new joke.
A kind sir has our headlines.
And headlines are sponsored by HelloFresh. Shake up dinner time with HelloFresh. With 40 weekly recipe options, there is always something new to try. Get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code SKATE16 at HelloFresh.com/SKATE16. Nobody tell DA, but Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo signed the bill providing $380 million of public funding for an A's stadium in Vegas yesterday. All that's left is MLB approving the move, which will happen. Here's Commissioner Rob Manfred lying about things.
I feel sorry for the fans in Oakland. I do not like this outcome. I understand why they feel the way they do. I think that the real question is, what is it that Oakland was prepared to do? There is no Oakland offer.
He also took a shot at the reverse boycott, saying it was nice to see a major league crowd at a major league game there for the first time in a while.
You know, Manfred is just so despicable. It's so deplorable. It's just a bunch of crooks that are all in it together. And, okay, you want to move to Vegas? Why would you at least charge John Fish a relocation fee? They're not even making him pay to go to Las Vegas. What a bunch of crooks.
Let's do some baseball from last night. The Dodgers got the rubber game from the White Sox, 5-4-11 on a Freddie Freeman game-ending RBI single. Cleveland avoids a three-game sweep in San Diego, 8-6, and the Braves took care of the Rockies, 8-3. Ozzy Albies, a three-run double in that one. On the AL side, the Nats got a 4-1 win in Houston, and the Angels a 5-3 win in Texas. They take 3-4. Shohei Ohtani homered and pitched six innings, allowed just two runs for Anaheim. Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, the overnight leaders after round one of the U.S. Open L.A. Country Club. They shot the third and fourth 8-unders in tourney history for a two-shot lead on Dustin Johnson and Wyndham Clark. U.S. men's soccer, a 3-0 rout of Mexico in Vegas in the Nations League semifinals. And the National Arena League has given the Albany Empire the boot because owner Antonio Brown failed to pay a required fee or his fine for critical comments about the league.
Get him out. All right, thank you, Bogues. When we come back, it's Field Day with Badlands Booker and another guest of honor here on the show. This is Bob's 3, the Bob's Bar Show, and in about 30 minutes, the grill gets going. Is Bob ready to start cooking the signature sandwich, the Booker?
The Bookers are ready to be made as long as Yankee Doodle gets off his lap because he's trapped Bob back on a couch back there.
Bob doing Bob things,
yes,
as they say in
yes.
the business.
In other words, sitting there with a dog on his lap.
Okay. All right. We'll come back with Field Day here on the DA Show. This is Bob 3. Let's hear it, everybody. The Bob's Bar Show on CBS Sports Radio.
E!
Is there any intelligent life on Earth? If so, you won't find it here. You are now entering Bob's Bar.
That's right, Bob's 3 is underway. We're about a buck 40 into this bad boy, and it continues to amp up. Welcome inside Bob's Bar in West Babylon, New York. The party has started. People have been drinking early and often, partaking. We've got Arizona hard iced teas. We've got coolers and cases of beers on ice. We have something called an orange crush. We got a mimosa bar as well. So we appreciate everybody that came down here, and Bob is starting to heat up the griddle as well. And this is a crew that came ready to party, and I'm glad that they did because the vibe is really good here. And I'll mention this again, I'm sure, later on in the show, but I just could not be more grateful for our listeners. It's very unlike a nationally syndicated sports radio show to have an audience that is this committed. You have people from all across the country listening, and so they listen somewhat passively to a lot of sports radio because it's not in their town. They would show up to their city, to their town, to their guys that they know on air. But we have an audience that is very much like a hardcore local audience, and I've worked in local before, and I loved it because there was a real connection with the community, and you could have things like this to meet your listeners and to have that interaction. So we have, to me, one of the most unique listenerships in all of radio. We have a local feel on a national level, and you meet everybody here, and you shake their hand and ask where they came from. Northern Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Alabama, Vancouver, and it is mind-blowing. And so this is family. I feel very strongly about family. I come from a family that it's a bond that you do anything you can for them. No ifs, ands, or buts. You might have disagreements. You might not always have see eye to eye on things. But when it comes, push comes to shove, that's who you have in your corner, and you're in their corner. And so I just wanted to thank everybody here because the commitment to come here means the world to us. And you guys say, oh, you make our year, etc. But you guys really make what we do very validating. So let's hear it for everybody here, the Chameleons. Just an amazing group of people. Just an amazing, amazing group of people. So it is field day today here at Bob's Bar, and we have Peter Schwartz, who has done updates for us for a long time. He was the original update anchor on the overnight show, and his son is a standout long snapper.
Yes,
in fact,
he has.
Being recruited, because junior in high school now?
Junior.
Going to go into a senior year in high school. So they both got their Jets jerseys on, and what we are going to do, I don't know when this was concocted, but he is going to
Tuesday.
We're going to have Schwartz's son long snap donuts into Badland Booker's mouth.
So okay? I assure everybody you have never seen this done in the world before. Because I looked it up. I didn't see anybody do this.
So if you want to make your way over to the left field bleachers here to watch this, you'll be watching on YouTube, watching on Twitch as well.
And be careful around the grill. There is bacon hot on there.
Okay. Yeah. And choose your angle. You don't want to get hit by a donut here either.
That's right. So we're going to put 3 minutes on the clock. 3 minutes on the clock. And that will be the time. How many donuts can young Schwartz donut holes long snap into Badland's mouth?
And we have a mix of powdered and chocolate
here. Now, some are mini donuts.
They're all mini donuts. Yeah, because, you know, if they're going to land in the mouth.
Okay, got it. All right, so guys, young Schwartz, get in your three-point stance. On your marks. Get set. Go! Okay. The first snap is high. The second snap is a little low. Badlands eats it anyway. He catches it and eats it.
Bradley's choking here. Shiano's watching.
Fifth one is high. Did he get it?
I think so.
Okay, I think we got one. Was that one?
I think we got one. Oh my God, the powder lands in the mouth.
And, boy, this is actually, these are decent snaps.
Yeah, he found his range here, guys.
Decent snaps.
He's all right.
But Badlands is having to catch them.
He's still catching and shoving them in his mouth.
Okay, Badlands, doesn't want to waste any donuts. He's, that is very obvious.
He's guiding them into his mouth. We one-handed.
We're at 1 minute here, guys. Almost 1 minute. You have plenty of time here. We might run out of donut holes. Bagley, you don't have to eat every donut if you don't want to. If he's actually gone
into
the mouth.
They're crumbling out of his mouth.
That one actually went off the back. That would have gone in, except Badlands has other donuts popping out of his mouth.
He's catching them like Flipper.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
That one was caught.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Found their range. It's a good special teams effort.
He's got powder all over his shirt and face.
This is destruction. This is absolute destruction.
Yes.
Sadness, destruction, chaos.
That's a winner.
Oh, boy, that one was right in the mouth. And then
all right, that's it.
Down.
We ran out of donuts.
Let's hear it for the guys, everybody.
Yes. Look at Badlands. Badlands looks like a human Zeppelin.
Badlands, come over here. I got to take a picture of this.
Bradley, put your arm around him.
Wow.
Yeah, Bradley, put your arm around him. Let's get a picture.
Yeah, let's see a picture of you guys. Wow, this is a really special moment right here. Bradley, just amazing stuff. Badlands, tell us about how you feel right now.
Oh, man, you know, I'm ready for the NFL, man. Sign me up.
You're ready for the NFL.
Put me in, coach. I'll be 4-string, 6-string. That's all good.
But the thing is, that's not an NFL play, eating donuts.
The future's always bright. It's all good.
It's always bright.
Bradley, come on in here. How'd you feel early on? It seemed like you were a little off, but then you found your range.
Yeah, well, I know a regulation-sized football is a little bit bigger than a donut, and it's a little bit heavier, too. I didn't realize that the donut was going to fly.
Yeah, so the donut
I think I needed some of Max Scherzer's sweat and rosin.
But ultimately, you did start to find your range.
Well, I mean, like any good long snapper, I'm going to eventually get into a rhythm. You know, I just had to figure it out.
Okay. The cockiness and arrogance out of a Bradley Schwartz, like any good
that's
long snapper.
All right, well.
We're doing mock interviews in the basement.
We are
too.
Off and running now. That had never been done in the history of the world. Long snapping donuts, mini donuts into somebody's mouth. I don't know how many officially went in versus Badlands caught them and just shoved them in his mouth.
Ironically, many of you on YouTube, Twitch, and WatchDA, I think, had a better view on this than we did. So we're going to have to go back to the videotape.
So I think we should count the ones that hit him in the face. I think that's good enough for him.
Because that's the target, yeah.
Okay.
And I was not prepared for Badlands to turn around with such shrapnel.
That was Scarface Booker.
That was face first into the powdered donuts.
But it's what we wanted. We mentioned powdered donuts because it reminded us of the blue chalk and the tip of footballs during the QB like skills challenge when you throw it at the target and left the mark.
That's a good point.
That's exactly what we got out of it.
That's a good point.
I mean, the powder combined with the sweat, now that was something to behold.
And I don't know if you guys could see it, but Peter seemed to be coaching.
Oh, he was.
He was like giving him pointers on the whole thing. There was a full face.
Do you remember Little Giants with Spike's dad? Yeah. Yes. Spike, go play defense. That was exactly what Schwartz was doing there. He was out there coaching. And Bradley, by the way, you know what? I'm stock up on a long snapping technique. Strong calves.
Yeah, very strong.
Very strong calves. Yeah. He's come a long way from Boo Chubbo 8 years ago to block party.
Good lower base.
Yes.
Good lower base. He's got a good foundation. Well, that is true. When you hear the sound by Boo Chubbo.
That's him.
That was a block party.
Yeah, 8 years ago. That's what that kid sounded like.
That was a block party, and he was taunting you.
Yes, he was. So it continues. And now, who knows? That powdered donut take could get him the Rutgers. So we'll see.
It would be like, for all the nonsense we have and fun we have with him, he's a legitimate college recruit as a long snapper. It's not a joke that he's going to do this in college one day soon.
We have people coming from all over the country to come hang out, which is just astounding. And we're going to have Katie Linedahl join us here on site coming up here next hour. And that's going to be exciting because she actually has gifts, I believe, for Father's Day coming up here on Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be a big scene. Katie, by the way, caught a parade. I heard there was a rumor she might have ended up going roller skating last night in Long Island, or at least that was the plan. So we could ask Katie about her trips out to Long Island. Yeah, but it's Father's Day weekend, and I'm sure if all of you guys spent this much time traveling, you certainly didn't get any Father's Day gifts yet. So
good gift
ideas coming from Katie.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I fear one thing. That boil's getting lit early.
You fear that? That train left the station a long time ago.
He's oiling himself right now.
Boyle is right now become, I think real comfortable.
He's a man of the people right
real
now.
Real comfortable.
We did have that conversation. Who do we think would be the biggest man of the
we're
people?
We're talking about you. We're on radio with a speaker.
Yes.
You can sound like we're talking behind your back.
Who are you talking about? Right. We're not having a casual drink.
We're talking about that you've become a man of the people. You're, you know, you're having a good time.
Foxy's ready to blow his pipes.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
We've got the bagpipes ready to go.
The bagpipes are ready. Believe me, he's been itching. I had a neighbor of mine in our fellow town that drove down the block yesterday. He said, hey, I heard Foxy's playing the bagpipes at Bob's Bar tomorrow. I said, excuse me? You know Foxy? True story.
Now, this above us is the marquee.
That's the marquee.
Now,
yeah.
That was a little source of controversy.
Well, it did have a congratulations to both you and Pete, and it was...
For the children.
It was children. And then we had a little my sister's getting married.
Congratulations to Sarah. Congratulations.
She made sure to wipe out the marquee and put congrats to her and Mike and pending wedding.
And then we got back up in the marquee.
That was all Bob. I walked into the marquee today, and it was all done up.
Okay, so, that's huge.
Because anybody who walked back here, it could have been another backyard bar. You know, if you're walking, you're like, is this spot? Oh, it says the DA.
Now look as the big heads of Mraz go surfing through the crowd here. Is that
unbelievable?
No, Knockout Neil made those.
Now that looks like a stun to a news face.
That might be
unbelievable.
A stun to
I tell you, you're gonna miss a free throw if those things are behind the.
Yeah, the Arizona State student section is gonna knock those coming up here for the season.
Free Wendy's.
If you go into Wendy's and you need to use the bathroom, bring in one of the Mraz fat heads. That's going to be the key.
Is the key attached to that?
The key is attached to that, okay?
Oh.
You could also use it at the 7-Eleven down the street to get to their bathroom as well. It's kind of a skeleton key of West
But not here.
Not here.
You cannot go to the bathroom
not
here.
Not here. Although Boyle already asked me, he goes, am I going in the yard or am I going in the house? So Boyle put up the seal. He's like, I could go beyond the pool. I'm like, let's not start that, Pat.
At least he's asking. Soon he's not going to ask.
Right now, the bacon's starting to get cooked up.
Oh, you smell it?
You smell the bacon. It's almost like a morning at Arrowhead Stadium before a big game. You start feeling, you're wafting the food.
And no humidity, a slight breeze on this warm summer day.
Unbelievable.
It's making me feel like Boise in September.
That's actually true.
That smell, the feel.
It's got that vibe. I want to give Bogues credit here because... Early in the week, forecast looked great. Tuesday, it looked doomed.
We got real negative about it.
We had clouds coming over, early rain, it looked bad. And I'm like, of course, the one day that we need. And Bogue said, quote, I'm staying optimistic on the weather. That was on our text thread.
Yeah.
And I needed to hear that because he's the weather guy. What made you feel optimistic?
Honestly, I was looking at those stupid websites I look at when there's like a hurricane brewing and stuff like that, and there was just not rain showing up early enough in the day. And here we are, and I think we're going to, it's still 2 hours of show left, but we've got even more sun than people were predicting.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. What time do you think this party will go until?
Well, judging on the Alabama, I guess whenever Gordon's flight lands back to Vancouver, right?
Tomorrow.
I mean, I don't know if you want to make sense, but Avery, I don't think is leaving anytime soon. He made the trip.
Okay, so...
I didn't know if you were waiting to reveal that.
I was going to wait to reveal that. That is incredible. We have a big reveal coming up. You just kind of did the slight reveal there.
Sorry.
But let me tell you...
I'm pregnant.
If people were wondering why we chose this weekend for Bob's Bar, it was because the baby's on the way. We traditionally do this right around Memorial Day.
Yeah.
But both Pete and my children were due that week before Memorial Day,
right.
The week of Memorial Day. So we're like, it would be a tough sell to be like, honey, I'm leaving the hospital to go to Bob's Bar.
Exactly.
So we needed to push this off. So we chose a bit of a buffer. That's why we got to June 16th. We gave it a couple of Fridays.
Yeah, and it made sense. Ironically, Father's Day, you and Pete ahead of that.
Right.
So that was a big deal. But yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. We knew for about 2 months that these babies were coming, and the listeners didn't know, but that's why Bob's Bar is today.
Yep, that's why we chose this day.
Hey, and honestly, give a hand. DA's learned how to change a diaper. Can we have a hand for DA here? The man once hated animals, hated babies, hated everything, and now he loves it all.
I don't want to be branded as the guy that hated babies.
hated baby pictures on social media.
That I did.
That's right.
That I did.
Which you haven't fallen into yet.
No. But I don't want the stigma to be, that's the guy that hates babies. Because that's that's bad for the brand right there. That's really bad for the brand. Do we know what the temperature of the pool is? Because you will be getting kicked into the pool here next hour.
I was told by somebody in the crowd that they have felt the pool and they're shocked that it's not colder.
Oh,
so
okay.
It looks like I'm going to be okay. There were rumors of throw ice in. I think Bob has stopped that. he wants the pool to stay warm. But I think I'm going to be meeting decent temperatures. And, oh, by the way, the last hour, I'm going to have to come out in my dirty underwear and Nets jersey.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
It's halftime at Bob's Bar. Watch on YouTube. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel or on Twitch or at watchda.com. Thanks, everybody, for keeping it locked in. When we come back here on the show, Katie Linedahl joins us on CBS Sports Radio.